This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Allahumma alimna ma yanfa'una wa anfa'na bima allamtana wa zidna ilman ya arhamar rahimin. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teach us what benefit us from what He taught us and increase us in knowledge. Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. The brothers in the back, please. طيب. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless this gathering. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us barakah in everything that we do. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless me with the sincerity in everything that I say and I do, inshallah, and everybody that is hearing today, inshallah. Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. Today's hero is probably the most famous khatib the Arab world have ever heard. And there's no Arabi in anywhere in the world except have heard of the Sheikh. And the Sheikh is Khatib. Mean? Sheikh Abdul Hamid Kishk. You see, even the Algerian know the Sheikh. And the Sheikh is originally from Egypt. This is the Sheikh that, subhanAllah, in the 70s probably? Yeah, 70s. He was called Faris al-Manabir. Faris, Knight with a K. Knight of the Manabir. Yani he rejuvenated the art of giving khutbas. Our shuyukh, my shuyukh personally, are his students. Subhanallah. And most of the shuyukh that are now in their 50s, 60s, he was their teacher. He was the one that they look up to. Sheikh Abdul Hamid was born in Egypt in a very small village in the year 1933. 1933. And that village was next to Al-Iskandariya. He was born to a very, very poor family. His father passed away when he was very young, starting his school years. At the age of six, you know, very poor family, at the age of six, he started feeling something wrong with his left eye. He was narrating his story. He said, my mother took us to Halla al Manta. The mother took him to the barber of the of the neighborhood, the barber, to check his eye. So long story short, he lost his eye. He said, I lost my left eye at the age of six. And one of the very specialty of the Sheikh that made him very attractive to all, a lot of people, yani, was his sense of humor. He was very, very funny, and he got the message in a very beautiful, humorous way. Very nice. So he said, at the age of 17, my right eye got jealous from my left eye, and I lost my sight. SubhanAllah. So he was completely blind at the age of 17. At the age of 12, was his first khutbah. He was sitting in the masjid and the khatib did not show up. So the muezzin of the masjid asked him, because he was very, since he was a young kid, was very bright, and he finished memorizing the Quran at age of eight. So the muezzin asked him to get up and give a khutbah. And he was very impressive. He impressed everybody, mashallah, with his khutbah. He went to Al-Azhar to study Sharia, And he graduated with distinction. He got a score of 100 over 100 in Usul al-Din. So he was the top of his class. Then he started giving the khutbas in the year 1964, and they assigned him, the government assigned him a masjid called Ain al-Hayat, Ain al-Hayat, which after his death, it was named Masjid Sheikh Kishk. It was named after him. Most of his talks and khutab are against the government. So due to that, he was jailed many, many times. He was jailed on the days of Abdel Nasser. He was jailed on the days of Sadat. He was jailed a lot, in and out of jail. When the Sheikh was released in 1968, he did not come down from the out of jail and he bowed to the regime. No, he continued and he became more critical and more energetic. Though he was arrested and released many, many times after this. When they signed the Camp David Treaty, he flipped. And that was the time when it was his peak of attacking the authorities. He had around 2,000, you know, remember the cassette tapes? Yeah. He had around 2,000 tapes, 2,000 different lectures that circulated all over the Arab world. Every time you leave a khutbah in anywhere in the world, you see someone selling or giving away his lectures. Now, being a person that always preparing for lectures, whether it's khatiras, whether it's khutbas, whether it's, I was saying to myself, with my eyes and all the technology, it takes me such a long time to be able to get the information through and prepare something that is authentic. This man was blind at 17. Blind. Subhanallah. How could he, of course it's with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be able to give very strong, powerful, 2,000, all of them are very strong, 2,000 lectures with limited resources that he had, rahimahullah. His speeches became so popular that the masjid was extended 3 times to accommodate the musallim. The people, in order to attend his khutbah, they have to stay from Fajr. Otherwise, there's no way you'll be able to sit inside the masjid. It reaches between 10 to 15,000 people attending his khutbahs. During 1981 and 82, he was imprisoned again, but this time when he was released, he was informed that we will release you on one condition. No more khitaba. This is how powerful he was. We will release you, either you stay in jail or we could release you, but you stay at home, no more going to your masjid. You could imagine someone like this, how much he was hurt. He was married. He had 5 boys and five sons and 3 daughters. They all, bifadlillah subhanahu wa ta'ala, memorized the Quran. And who was their teacher? He was himself, a blind man. He was the one who taught all 8 his children memorize the Quran. His son said, "My father, 8 of us never ever raised a hand or beat any of us." He never left Egypt. The only time he left Egypt was in 1973 when he went to Hajj. He used to have a lot of jokes that, you know, I'm going to try to translate them, because usually they are in Egyptian, they're very funny. If you translate them, you might lose the joke in them. So since he was being arrested all the time with the police, all the police know him. So one time, looks like a guy did not know who he is. So he arrested him. He said, name? He said, Abdul Hamid Kishik. He said, occupation? He looked at him, and you don't know me? He said, co-pilot. He's blind. He said, co-pilot. And then he had a famous statement. He used to say, Allahumma salli ala saff al-thani wa al-thalith wa al-rabi'. Ya Allah, makes, you know, salat for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the second, third, and fourth row. So they told him, what about the first row? He said, the first row is all mukhabarat, all secret agents. They're watching me and waiting, recording every word I say. No salat on them. While they're standing there. While they're standing there, subhanallah. So about Husni Mubarak, he said, Husni Mubarak, la hasan wa la baraka. There's no Hassan in him and there's no Baraka in him. So imagine how much they loved him. So he used to say also, I had a few things written here. He said, nine parts. Nine parts of oppression lives in Egyptian prisons, and only 1/10 resides in the rest of the world, but by night it comes and sleep in the Egyptian prisons. Yani all the dhulm in the world is in the Egyptian prisons. In the year 1996, he sat down with his wife and he told her, how old was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he died? She told him, 63. He said, this is the year I'm going to die. Even the Mufti of Australia, he called him up and he told him, I'm coming in a few days. He said, I don't know if you'll find me. He woke up one day, it was the morning of a Jummah. He told his wife, I had a dream. He said, what was the dream? She said, I dreamt that I died. I met Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Umar was next to him. So Rasulullah sallallahu told me, say salam to Umar. So I shook his hand, and all of a sudden, I dropped dead. So Rasulullah sallallahu washed my body. And then I woke up. So the wife told him, I thought you taught us that if you see a bad dream, not to say it. He said, do you consider this is a bad dream? I hope that this dream will come true. I can't wait. That was the day he went and he made ghusl in Jum'ah. He came out from Jum'ah while his kids already went to the masjid. He went and he prayed 2 rak'ah at home. In the second rak'ah, in his sujood, he passed away. And he was very well known that he used to make in the minbar dua, Ya Allah, take my soul, ana sajid. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered his dua. Now what inspired me to speak about him today is a brother sent me a clip of one of his students, Sheikh Nashat Ahmed. Sheikh Nashat Ahmed is still a major scholar in Egypt, still teaching till now. He was one of his students. Sheikh Nashat was saying that his brother, Sheikh Kishk's brother, passed away 13 years after the death of Sheikh Kishk. He said they have in their tradition that, you know, they bury the family in the same grave. And you dig and you put one on the left, one on the right. Anyway, when they dug the grave of Sheikh Kishk to put his brother, he said, Wallahi, this is a very, very honorable 13 years. I went down, Sheikh Kishk's body is still the same. Still the same. He said, the kafan, Sheikh. And he's still alive, and if you see him, you could tell from his face, MashaAllah, yani, nahsabahu ala khair. He said, Wallahi, after 30, and the smell of the grave is own musk. He said, Ya Shabab, he said, my brothers, I'm swearing by Allah that I went down there myself and I saw this with my own eyes. His body is still the same. 13 years. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. And he said, he did not find one insect in the grave. While on the other hand, the other day, a very, very, very rich man, yani millions and millions of dollars, he passed away. The cemetery already dug the grave. When they got to the grave, they found that and his family took the body. Grave, there was a flood, some sewage close to the graveyard was flooded, and the sewage came to the grave. So the bottom of the grave is all sewage. This man used to live in a mansion, $2 to $3 million. So when they came and they looked at each other, the sons of the deceased, they asked, can please dig us another one, we'll pay whatever. He said, no, this is it. He said, we had to put my father in the sewage. He was buried next to the sewage, from the qusur, from the mansions, to the sewage, subhanallah. So one of the great signs of husn al-khatima, one of the great signs that somebody had a good khatima, is when you hear that, when they were washing him, there was a smell of musk. When they go to his grave, if it happened, they go into his grave, they see no incidents that indicate there's any, subhanAllah, any bad smell or any snakes. Like one guy, one time, one sheikh, he washes the bodies. He said, Wallahi, every time we go to the grave, we take this body, we turn it towards the Qibla, it turns by itself to the other side. He puts it towards the Qibla, he goes up, you want to throw it turns back again. He said 5-6 times. Then the sheikh called his sheikh. He said, Ya sheikh, what should I do? People are waiting, and every time I face it to the Qibla, it turns. He said, Khalas, leave him. What are you going to do? So after they buried him and everything, he went to his brother. He said, this has never happened to me. I've been 20 years burying people. This never happened to me. What was your brother do? What did he do? He said, my brother never faced the Qibla while he was alive. You think Allah is going to make him face the Qibla when he's dead? He never prayed. Subhanallah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on the Shaykh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on all our ulama. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless our shuyukh and our imma. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite our hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthen our love to one another. May Allah protect us, protect our women, protect our children. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase us in iman. Jazakum Allah khair. Barakallah feekum. I will see you in Jum'ah inshaAllah tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Is your share for today? Salam. Yeah, he said, don't worry, they're going to go anyway. Salam. Salam. Sister, salam alaikum. Here you go. Yeah, you want one? Thank you, hala khabibi. Salam alaikum. Salam alaikum. Zakaria, khabibi. Tayyib, okay. Bilal. Is your candy?
Sheikh, I came for candy.
Salam alaikum. Here's one, last one. Salaam rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You can take this. Salaam, how are you? Alhamdulillah.